All right, let's bring in Mike Kazi. And as you folks know, I'd love to get into a jib-jab thing with Mike over the Yankees and any New York sports team. But Mike sent me a text message yesterday, and I didn't get it till this morning because, of course, I'm half asleep most of the time when I get home. But when I looked at his text message, I immediately went to my computer and looked up his story. I just typed in Yankees Lank of Hustle. And believe it or not, a story popped right up about Gary Sanchez. Now, I won't tell you exactly what Mike put in his text to me, but it wound up that, boy, was Mike Kazi right. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Hey, more times than not, I am.
It was,
you know, it might take a while for it to be obvious, but most of the times it does.
But this was...
We're talking about Gary Sanchez, folks.
And he cost the Yankees basically a win yesterday.
He cost them the game twice, not once, twice. And early in the game, I don't know if it was a cross up or he couldn't remember what pitch he called. I think the pitch was a strike. He missed the ball completely, hit him in the foot. The ball rolled away from him, and I guess he thought that it was siesta time. Because he basically walked after the ball up the third base line with a runner on second, and the guy scored from second base on a pass ball, which is something that I've never seen unless the ball rolled into a dugout where you get the extra base.
Now, after that, in the end of the game, the Yankees had runners on first and third with one out.
Two outs.
He hits a ball.
Actually, I think it was bases loaded with two outs.
No, it was first and third.
It was bases loaded because they had second and third, and they walked.
No, because
yeah, it was first and third.
First and third,
right.
Because yep. Well, Sanchez hits a ball that looks like it's going to be a double play. The guy misplays it and can't go to second base to get.
Well, there wasn't a double. There were two outs. They went for the force at second, and because of the shift, they were out of position, and they didn't get the force at second. And he, started walking out of the box. And it came to practically a stop when they tried to get the force at second. Didn't get the force at second, and then still threw on to first and threw Sanchez out by at least 10 feet.
By a mile. And if the coach of the Yankees does not sit him for a couple of days.
Oh, he's not.
He's not.
I saw the interviews with him. And this is after the game when you've already seen what happened. Oh, I don't know. I have to see the tape. Well, what tape do you need to see? Do you need to see the one where he walked after the ball that he missed or the one where he walked out of the box? Which one do you need to see? And this is a guy that's hitting 188. It's not like he's hitting 388. He's hitting 188. He's a liability at the bat. He's a liability at the plate. He cost them a game yesterday. He cost them two games last year, if you remember, against the Astros by doing an ole with the play at the plate. If the Yankees want to trade to get a pitcher, maybe there's somebody dumb enough to give you a pitcher for Sanchez, and I would do it immediately.
Yeah, he's just it's something that if it happened in minor league baseball, if it happened in little league baseball, if it happened in Babe Ruth baseball,
anywhere,
the coaches would have gone
crazy. It'd be ballistic.
Let me put it this way. I played the yes replay of both things. The announcers went bat crazy. Basically saying, on the first one, that should never, ever, 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 ever have happened. And on the second one, saying that he should be embarrassed of himself. And That should also never happen. Even the Yankee announcers went crazy because I went to watch. Once I saw the story, I went to watch the video clips of it, and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. Well, anyways.
Yeah, I was home watching the game, and you know that from the shot that they had, you were able to see the runner and the ball and the plate and everything. And I'm watching, and as I see the guy going to third, and Sanchez loping after the ball up the third base line, I'm like, this guy's going to score. He's coming home. And then Sanchez tries to blame the third baseman and the pitcher. I mean, that was comical, him trying to say that. And it was just bad. And then when you think it couldn't get any worse, he pulls that other bonehead play to end the game. Just awful baseball. And, you know, this is a guy, he shouldn't be on the field. Romine's a better defensive catcher than him. He's a better offensive catcher than him. And just because Sanchez, when he gets a hit, it's probably a home run. And because everybody goes ooh and ah, that's why he should be playing. He's more of a liability than a help. And if the Yankees make a trade, there's the piece they should trade.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Stay with the Yankees. Severino's not looking good. He only went five yesterday, struggled hard through the five innings, didn't walk anybody but gave up 11 hits. This was 11 hits to the Tampa Bay Rays. If you remember his outing before that against Cleveland, he only went 5-2. So he's not been producing the way he was producing early in the year, and that's something that the Yankees have to keep an eye on, because if Severino goes south, their season's over.
Yeah. Well, they're once again like they were yesterday, like they were last year. They're in this mid-season swan song, which they did last year, if you remember. And it looks like they're doing it again this year. And they got to snap out.
At the same time, the Red Sox are stretching away. They're six games in front, and the Yankees are only four games ahead of Seattle in the wild card. And Seattle's been playing awful, or else Seattle would be right on their heels.
All right. So where else do you want to go now?
The Mets. You ever watch Animal Planet?
Yes.
Yeah. Ever hear of Dr. Paul?
Yeah.
That's the Mets team physician now. How do you get hoof and mouth disease in this day and age if you live in New York City?
I have no idea.
You can't make this stuff up about them. And then you got Cespedes saying that he's had this heel problem since he was a kid in Cuba. Well, exactly what x-ray machine in Cuba did he use? the Mets are just keeps getting worse and worse. Worse and worse and worse. Hoof and mouth disease for a pitcher.
All right.
I don't get it.
Now, we missed Saratoga yesterday.
What was there to talk about?
Well, how your picks went over the weekend.
How they went over the weekend. I don't think we hit anything over the weekend.
It was
Sunday in the coaching club Oaks. Manomoy's girl, who won the Oaks, who I said was the second best 3-year-old in the country this year, except for Justify. She came off the bench after running in the Acorn, which was just a test prep for her at Belmont. She ran the mile and an eighth at Saratoga on Sunday in the coaching club Oaks, and they have to do something with this computer betting, because they made Mike Smith the favorite when the gates opened, which I was like, that's insane. There's no way that Smith's horse should be anywhere close to this horse. He's going to get destroyed in this race. And then in the blink of an eye, Manomoy's girl went from, I think it was 8-5 to 1-2. So the horse went from paying $5.40 to $3. That's just crazy. That's just deceiving the better right there. So at 8-5, you run to the window and you make a bet on this horse saying, wow, $5, and this horse is stealing. And then before you know it, you're getting $3 for the horse. They need to shut the betting down earlier with these computers. They need to shut it down a minute before post to get this computer money in so that you can see what your actual odds are when you're making these last-minute bets. I didn't bet the horse. I don't play favorites like that. But it's bad for people that do play these favorites, and they put a couple $1,000 down, and their reward's getting cut in half because of the computer bets. But Manomoy's girl went out front, set nice pace, and just drew off tremendously in a stretch. And if you get a chance to watch her, she's just a tremendous animal to see. Sounds like she's going to skip the Alabama and run in the Cotillion at Parks. And I don't blame her. They don't want to stretch the horse to a mile and a quarter running in the Alabama, because she's only going to have to run a mile and an eighth in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. So why push her the extra eighth of a mile when you don't have to, when you can run the eighth of a mile at Parks? And I think that's for a little more than $1 million, and nothing more than a glorified workout. Put $600,000 in your pocket in a good prep for the Breeders' Cup. So Manomoy's girl was real good up there, and yesterday we didn't miss anything with the pick of the day because there was a quagmire up there, rain and everything off the turf. It was just a real mishmash up there yesterday, so we didn't miss anything yesterday.
And it's going to be that way tomorrow, too. It's
going to be that way till further notice.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about the other story we missed.
All right, we have to do it quick because we got to go to weather. What?
Tiger Woods chokes again.
He didn't choke. I see. That's where you and I disagree. He didn't choke.
I was eating breakfast, and he was at the top of the leaderboard. Yeah. And then by the time I came home, he was in oblivion again.
No, he wasn't in oblivion. He was two
a
shots.
A double boogie and a boogie. He was gone.
But then he came back to play even for the round, and he finished.
And lost.
And he finished two shots off the lead. You're going to be surprised. Not only
I know Marshall had the tambourines out. He was running around the house. He's going to win. He's going to win.
Wait and see. He's not only going to win.
I might not live that long.
He's not only going to win, but he's also going to win a major.
I might not live that long. Yeah, like
see,
I said,
you don't have to wait too long.
Firestone Open.
The PGA's coming up. You wait and see.
He's going to win one of those opens, that Happy Gilmore one, right?
No,
Armadillo Open in Texas.
He's going to win, and he's going to win a major, you'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Go back to sleep.
Nah. I'm going for my walk.
Okay. Have a good walk.
Have a great day, guys.
Goodbye. Mike Gossie with a check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.